Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 773, Interview with Maddie McD, recorded on March 28th, 2021. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm, and I have a special guest here with me for this episode of the podcast. We have from the Halo subreddit, Mr. Maddie McD. Welcome to Podtacular.
Thanks for having me, man.
Sure. We've been looking forward to getting you on the show, and we're doing this not live since we were off this past week, so we're happy to have you on as one of our other guests for the year. Looking at our way to Halo Infinite coming out this year. You excited about Infinite coming out? Probably a little bummed about the delay, but...
Yeah, I've been pretty excited. I've been, you know, trying to keep myself focused on, like, what the, like, subreddit's going to be like, how things are going to change within the community, and it's going to be fairly exciting. I'm actually very, very stoked for this release, more so than any of the Halo releases.
Yeah, there's a lot of anticipation, and it's going to be interesting to see how the community really changes or morphs or, dare I say, evolves with the release of the game.
Yeah. And just think, like, the last launch we had was, what, MCC? Like, I think that was, like, the real big one.
Yeah, there wasn't a huge launch for Halo War 2. There was a bit of a launch, but, yeah, the last... I guess really significant launch for the series would be MCC.
Yeah. Because when MCC launched, it was kind of in that a rough state, right?
And yeah,
the community kind of reflected that, right? So you had, like, everyone was toxic, everyone was so negative, and I mean rightfully so, but it was just like it wasn't a good time. Nobody was having fun there. So I'm excited to see, like, this fresh start. You know, I guess Halo 5 was pretty good. Halo 5 launch was pretty good, I feel.
It was a decent launch. There were some shortcomings, I think. A lot of the community felt like the campaign wasn't kind of as strong as people probably wanted. Especially with the only having the three chief missions, that was definitely a letdown for some folks. And the multiplayer only having four game modes at launch.
Yeah, that was pretty rough. And not to mention, what was it? Warzone? Just Warzone kind of feeling stale, kind of like samey, you know? But it was fun for the first 4 or 5 months, and it seems like to me that Halo always has every Halo launches in a weird time, you know? Halo 3 launched in a really good time where not much was going on, and in 2007, the only competition really had was Modern Warfare.
Right.
Maybe Gears of War. But Halo 5, like, came out at a time where all of their sustain plans were slowly being outdated by Fortnite and what Fortnite was doing. You know? And it was you could just kind of see Halo 5 just arriving too early. This is when everyone was starting to hate loot boxes too, and
yeah,
you know, it missed a huge window. But I mean, there's not much you could do about that, but
no.
Yeah. But I'm really looking forward to Infinite. I'm really glad I'm finally get to be on this podcast, but oh man, Infinite is so great. Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it too. I think for for us, the big thing that we're really looking forward to the most is just the story part. Being on Zeta Halo, getting to see a lot of the chief story, being back on a Halo ring kind of as the main environment for the story is going to be a really fascinating experience, just kind of like, because the last time we were really majorly on the Halo ring for the game was Halo CE. We haven't really had this experience since then. We've had bits and pieces of it, like in Halo 2 we had parts that were on Halo, like maybe a third of the game was on the ring, and then Halo 3 we only had one mission that was on the ring.
Yeah. So, like, let me ask you this. What when they say, like, open world, like, have you ever played Gears 5?
I have not played Gears 5, no.
Okay, so there's... Gears 5 is kind of, like... You do... It is, like, quote-unquote open world, but at the same time, you're very restricted on where you can go. But mm-hmm. it is open, and you can do a lot of different things. You don't have to go straight into the camp. Halo Infinite seems to be kind of doing that same thing. Like, I feel like... It's like it's open, but you're restricted. But at the same time, it's like an ODST, right? Except with side missions and more content. That's kind of what it feels like to me. And I feel like what they've told us so far about the game is that they're gonna keep expanding it as much as they can. I don't know about campaign DLC, but I think like I'm thinking like seasonal DLC. You know, like with each season. It's going to add more and more to the story of Zeta.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that too much, I think, in like speculation on the podcast before, but I know talking with some of our community members and some other just Halo community members in general, the consensus seems to be with the whole like 10-year lifespan of Halo Infinite, and it kind of looking like it's being a games as a service type of deal, that we could see a lot of campaign expansions or little DLC packs get added on there. Like, I know Fortnite has their seasons that kind of adds new lore to the game, and Halo obviously has a little bit more of a rich and more well-defined story, but kind of take what that's been done in Fortnite and kind of mash that up with probably a little more traditional DLC style, and I would anticipate something like that being for campaign. So with it being the 10-year life cycle that it kind of seems like it's going to have, being able to expand upon the game either like before the campaign story or after the campaign story, or add little side missions to it. There's a lot of different possibilities there. And just looking at all the lore that we have from the books and other external media to the games, we've seen a lot of different ways that you can really touch on pieces around the gameplay campaign story. So I definitely think there's a lot of potential to do that kind of... I kind of default to the term DLC.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be DLC in the way of... Well... Yeah, it's kind of hard to say.
In the way of content. In the way of how we perceive content. Yeah. Like, that's kind of the way I see it, too. In that, like, I think Halo's going to have to change the game a little bit here. Because, like, we see so many games that are, like, I don't want to use the term, like, I don't want to say that other games, like, chase trends or anything like that. And I don't think Halo does that in any way. I think there needs to be, like, seasonal drops to keep it alive. If you ever played Warzone kind of adds to the story, even though it's not really a campaign or a story game, but it adds it through like little introductory cutscenes. And mm-hmm. I think Rainbow Six Siege does that as well, where it's like you'll get little lore drops or you get like a cutscene, like a CGI cutscene that'll establish the world a little bit more. I think Halo has the potential to do that plus more. They definitely have the people for it.
Right.
You got David Ellis who, you know, spearheaded Spartan Ops, right? Like, I mean, yeah. Like, Spartan Ops was so ahead of its time, and it was so ambitious for what it wants to be.
It really
or
was.
What it wanted to be. Sorry, there was a knocking. Spartan Ops was so ambitious for, like, its time. If you think about it, like, what Spartan Ops did is essentially the seasonal model, minus content drip and all the and like player anticipation and all the stuff that you would expect from a game that holds a seasonal model, right?
Right.
Like it's like the same. It's almost the same thing. But I think that they could do something like that, but like allow development of like good experiences, not just a plentiful amount of them, which Halo 4 did.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
No, I completely agree. The whole Spartan Ops mindset I thought was really cool, and I think you're kind of on point. It's a little ahead of its time, but that the way that it just continued the story for the Halo 4 campaign, I really enjoyed. And I think a lot of folks that are really into the campaign side and the story side really appreciate Spartan Ops, minus some of the script issues for some of the earlier dialogue in the first half of the season. But if you ignore that part and just take a look at what was expanded upon and the story that Spartan Ops brought to the campaign, a lot of people really like that, and they like to see that continuing story within the franchise. And I think Halo Infinite's definitely setting itself up to being able to do prelude stories to the campaign, do stories after the campaign, and do other side stories that could add to the side of it. And with the Slipspace engine being kind of this new thing now, maybe there's DLC that's not necessarily Halo specific, or maybe there's stories that the studio is already thinking about of like, okay, instead of having a 3-year main release of a game, maybe it's there's this campaign DLC that we throw in there, kind of like how Bungie's doing it with Destiny.
I could absolutely see something like that, that being the case.
So instead of buying a new game engine, they're just going to keep improving the engine, keep improving the experience overall. Like, think of it as MCC 2.0. You can have all these updates to multiplayer, so it's an always changing multiplayer. So the multiplayer you have is always the latest and greatest that they're working on. And then you have these buckets of campaign, so you can get the base Infinite campaign, and then there's this additional add-on. There's this additional add-on. So instead of buying a brand new game every time, you're buying just the content that fits in that engine, and therefore you're not really having to. It's this weird quasi state of, yes, you're buying more of what would be considered a new game, but it's in the existing engine. So this whole games as a service thing model, it seems to be kind of the way it's going. Destiny kind of feels that way. Fortnite feels that way. It seems to be a pretty successful model already, so why not apply that to Infinite?
Yeah. The way I see it is, like, I totally agree with what you said, but I don't think 343 has any plans to, like, go beyond Infinite. At least not, I say that, but, like, they had that same issue with Halo 5 Guardians, right? Like, where it's like, there was a surname with the intention to probably expand Halo 5 at some point. Why else would the subtitle be there? Why, you know what I mean? Like, why else would it be called Guardians? Why would it? So it seems like to me that with Infinite, this is going to be their second opportunity to make a game that will no longer continue the trend of numbered sequels.
Yeah.
To me, if they do, we're going to be reaching like Metal Gear Solid levels of confusing, like, naming conventions.
Yeah,
like,
we don't want that. We don't want that.
It's like, what? 5 is a prequel? Then, like, what happened? You know what I mean? Like, we don't want...
Right.
We're getting pretty close. But, yeah, I totally agree. I think we're going to start seeing Slipspace, like, basically created content for at least the next 5 years. The way that they described it is just... this thing has to continue no matter what, and that's the plan. Yeah. I just don't see any other way if it's free to play. I'm excited, but I'm also kind of I'm pretty skeptical on it, but we'll see, I guess. Yeah.
I'm certainly scratching my head. Like, the whole concept of making the multiplayer free to play from a business standpoint makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Halo fan, it's just like, trying to wrap my head around that, still a little bit. I'm not quite getting it just yet.
How do you feel about armor coatings?
So, I originally was kind of very much not in favor of it, especially like replacing the default, like the primary and secondary color pieces that you could do with the armor. But after seeing it, it's like, okay, I kind of make some sense. I think a lot of it's going to really boil down to seeing the full system in action and being able to see what their vision is for the game overall. Like, unfortunately, getting it in bits and pieces, like we get through the community updates and the little videos and whatnot, doesn't really help.
No, yeah, and I think that form of drip has not been fun to experience.
No.
It it feels like the codings conversation that we could, that 343 could have had with the community could have been a lot smoother. No offense, John, but like it could have been like a lot smoother, because like we were left like at like these lingering questions, like,
yeah,
what are the codings? Like, okay, well, what about materials? Like, okay, so if you're gonna give me these pre-created codings, what does that mean for my visor? What does that mean for everything else? Mm-hmm. And it just like, like, am I gonna be able to like acquire colors that are my favorite, or am I gonna have to stick with polka dots for like 10 to 20 matches before I get the color I want? You know, like,
right?
It's stuff like that. But I do have like, I remember when this whole codings conversation started happening all over Twitter. I came out on fire, like, who cares? It's a color. That was my kind of opinion. But I'm more or less on the side of, like, I want them to curate these colors for me. I want 343 to sell me on it with cool presentation. I kind of want them to release more about it. But at the same time, I can't be mad, because like, this isn't really something that bothers me that much.
Sure.
Yeah, but that's although I would like to see some cool shit. Like, if you ever played you know, the recruit armor in Halo 5, how there was one skin that had flames on it?
I don't remember that.
There's one, and I used it, and I've used it for a really long time. And it's my favorite, because it looks so cool. Like, the flames you can change with the primary color, and
oh, that's cool.
It's great. And the recruit armor, just in general, looks very Halo to me. Like, that's like one of the armor suits that they nailed in.
Oh yeah,
343's generation of Halo.
Like, it's a base armor suit, but it fits. It's a solid armor piece. Yeah.
Yeah, and I really like the decals on that thing. Like, I love, like, if they were able to nail down that cool look of decals, like, listen, you can sell me on it. You can charge me $8 for it. I'll buy it. Like, if I love flexing on people when I have good cosmetics, and if they could sell me on coatings, I'm down for it. I'm down for giving up my primaries, secondary colors, and whatnot.
Yeah, I feel a lot of the discussions that 343's wanted to have is just been so messed up by the delay, and then obviously the whole industry's been affected by COVID as well. So it just is one one big sucky situation. But for the most part, it's like the narrative that they originally were thinking about telling and trying to show with us, they're having to piecemeal now, because probably a lot of what they wanted to show off or the big ticket items they wanted to do at conventions and whatnot, and obviously all that got blown out because of no conventions anymore.
Yeah, that's so disappointing. It's like, because you can tell, like, there was probably a plan for all of this to roll out, like, over, like, Gamescom or, you know, like, a PAX. There's probably huge plans for PAX this year. But it's just like, here's, what is it, every bi-weekly we get an update on Halo Infinite? It's just
every month.
So, yeah. It's so disappointing. But not much you can do about it. No. Everybody's stuck in the same boat here, and it's you just got to deal with it. But I will say, I think they really did fumble the coding discussion for sure.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that it's hard to take no matter what, because it is something that is completely replacing a system that everyone's familiar with, having both the primary and secondaries, and like that default identity. Being able to kind of have that immediate customization is no longer there. So it's,
what was your color identity? Like, what was the go-to for you? Do you have like a look that you pick for every Halo?
Yeah. So I do, I'm kind of plain Jane Mjolnir Mark VI, and I do black or dark gray primary, lavender or purple secondary, tertiary. Okay. If there is tertiary, would be a blue. And then my logo would, most of the time, whatever game had it, would be the side helmet look, because it kind of looks like the Podtacular helmet.
Branding. Absolutely. Yep. I get it.
So that would be the look I would normally go for.
For me, I've cycled. I used to go only blue and white, or maybe just all blue for like maybe. When I say like for the start of it, I mean like OG Halo 1, 2, and 3. Like I would always go blue. Now I've kind of gone to red and white, or a combination of red and white, or red, white, and steel. Whatever
looks
the coolest on the armor, but I'm not completely sold to them. Like I'm not like in love with the look. The thing that I'm more attached to is like the helmet. I'm an EVA guy all the way. Like every game I'm picking EVA. I love that thing. I've loved that thing since like when they started releasing the Game Informer multiplayer screenshots for Halo 3, like way back in the day. They showed like that one EVA Spartan on the Mongoose with the guy on the back, and I'm just like, that's my f***ing helmet.
That,
like, this is back when they were like first showing CQB and EVA as armor permutations. Like before we knew anything else. Like that's what I'm like, that's the one. That's the one I'm using, and I've never taken it off.
Yeah.
And I'm disappointed Halo 4 is kind of, they added like a loop, like it's kind of like a slide. It's like lips up. It kind of it looks stupid, but yeah, it's
EVA. What did they do to my boy?
I know. And then like in Halo 5 they brought it back, and I'm like, "Why? It's the worst one." But but it's a that's what I would be. That's what I'm attached to. I'm attached to my arm.
Nice. Yeah, my favorite color is purple, so as long as there's purple infused somewhere in there, that's kind of what I'd go for.
Well, if you buy a pack... No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I didn't... Yeah. I tried to get the... I was checking my stores for like the Oreo or the Chips Ahoy. I forget what the parent company is, but I was trying to look for those Halo marked package, and where I am, they just never were there, so... I have to wait till I can unlock that armor coating before I can get it.
Yeah. So I imagine these are going to be, going to be pretty quick to unlock. I imagine like, I can imagine like, just like the challenge system is just going to keep dropping you like gray tier, like colors and everything like that. Like I imagine it's going to be pretty quick before I get the coatings that I'm happy with or like temporarily happy with.
Right. And there are some people that kind of have legitimate concerns, like machinimators and forgers who like to have specific armor unlocks or coatings or colors. So that community is going to be, or those communities are going to be impacted.
Yeah, true.
By this change, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things go.
They'd have auditions for like their roles, and they're like, yes, I do have the black and green armor coating.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see how that goes. Well, we went off kind of on a tangent a little bit to start off with, a good tangent.
Yeah.
But we normally have two questions that we ask folks whenever they are new on the podcast, which you are. So I'm going to go ahead and hit those off before we continue talking about more Halo Infinite stuff and Halo... the Halo subreddit specifically. Yep. First one being is, how did you get your start in Halo?
Ah, it's a little bit of a story. So, like most of us, I wasn't super popular in elementary school or middle school. So what, I had a friend who just moved and he was new in the class. His name was Weston, and his family, like, I think his parents were, like, fishermen. Like, it was wild. They were out all the time, and he was always left alone. And he had a family that was generally pretty outgoing. They let people come over all the time and whatnot. Anyways, he has an Xbox, and he's like, dude, this game Halo just came out. You gotta go over and try it. It's, like, the scariest game I've ever played. I'm just like...
Scary? Like, wow, all right. Okay.
He's like, yeah, there's this part where there's, like, these, like, zombies, and there's this guy who's like freaking out, and it's like, it's so scary, you gotta come over and play it. So we played through co-op the whole thing, and I loved it. And I used to go over to this kid's house like almost every single day after school, until he just randomly moved away one day. And that was my first ever experience with Halo, ever playing Halo, probably like literally the day after it came out.
Wow.
And then eventually I got an Xbox the next Christmas and got it myself. But that was my first experience, was just like this random kid who showed up to class one day completely new and made friends with him, and he showed me Halo, and I thought it was going to be the scariest game I ever played, but it wasn't.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's a pretty unique story. I haven't heard story, or we don't hear many stories quite like that. I mean, we've heard the whole, like, in like friends invite you over to play Halo, and it's like, oh, what's this game, and that kind of stuff, but that's interesting. That
it was like a, he was like a wandering stranger.
Yeah.
Like, but with Halo, he's like, he's just got like a, like in Fallout or something like that. He's yeah. just got, instead got of a
massive
gun,
rain cloak.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, hey, exactly. Hey, you want some Halo?
Hey, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, he was that, he was a pusher. He was a, but for Halo.
That's
yeah,
cool.
It was a interesting time. And that completely set me on, a path to being literally obsessed with Halo for all of high school. But yeah, it's
here you are now.
Yeah, here I am now.
Nice. Yeah. And then the second question, which will kind of lead into the reason why you're on the show, mm-hmm. is what is it that you do within the Halo community today?
Oof. Okay, so...
And what are your current like Halo interests? Like, what do you engage with the most within the Halo community?
So I'm a moderator of the subreddit, and the subreddit is just basically like any Reddit, where it's just like a conglomeration of people who like to come in. It's like a content aggregate where it's, you post things and people vote them up, you know, that whole thing. It's like our job is to kind of just, I don't know, make sure it's a great place for everybody. That's kind of our goal. My place within it is probably within that. I don't know what else I would consider myself to be. I don't really consider myself to be an influencer. I don't really consider myself to be a YouTuber or anything like that, or anyone who tries to create content. I just consider myself maybe maybe a little bit above average than your other, you know, popular Halo guy. I don't know. It's really hard to explain. Because no, like, I don't want to sell myself short, because I do think I've been in this community for a long time. I've been on Bungie.net for, like, God, I signed up in, like, 2005. Like, we're talking that long ago. I used to go to PAX all the time, do meetups, and it's this community is my home. It's the first community I've ever been a part of, and it's probably be my last. I'll be holding a copy of Halo Infinite 5 on my coffin, and I'll be done. But, yeah, it's kind of hard to say what my place is.
Like, so do you like really interface with the lore community? Do you play a lot of matchmaking?
Oh, you know, I love the lore. I don't say that I'm like huge on it. I talk to people who are huge on it, and I really like to talk. I like to discuss with them, because the universe is really cool and really interesting. I have read probably I'd probably say like 50% now, like, of the books, but like back when I was actively reading them, it was more like 70 to 80% at the time. Like, I think I got up to Cold Protocol before I kind of fell off.
Okay.
The 400 trilogy kind of threw me for a loop.
So. I threw a lot of people for a loop.
Yeah. Yeah. That's some hard sci-fi to read.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'd say I'm like a little bit of everywhere. Like, I love the competitive scene. Like, I've had some great times at events, like with all my friends and just like talking to pros and hanging out with them. Like, I absolutely love the competitive scene, but I'm also a matchmaking kid too. Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably say I'm just like a little bit of a dipping my toes into everywhere, more so into the competitive side and stuff like that. But it's like, I would always be an advocate for like bringing people from the other side to like, you know, like intermingle within one another, because I think it's like, as a brand and as a community, Halo is stronger when people talk about the same thing.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
That kind of fits a lot in line with what we try to do with Podtacular as well. Just kind of having a little touch point on all different facets of the Halo community.
And yeah.
With Reddit, the website, being coined the front page to the internet, I know there's a lot of stuff that kind of goes through the Halo subreddit that is in line with a lot of what the Halo community is kind of focusing on or thinking about at the time. So there's definitely a good... I kind of see the Halo subreddit as a decent temperature gauge. I know there's a lot of Halo subreddit specific stuff that happens that isn't necessarily a good barometer for some other stuff of the Halo community, like all the meme type stuff and some of the other just like random posts of someone posting a really cool clip, and it's a really cool clip, so it gets upvoted, but like the whole new stuff and the talking points, it's a decent temperature gauge.
Yeah, I would agree with that too. I think with Reddit, you have to understand that any subreddit is kind of a de facto like echo chamber. Like that's kind of what a subreddit. That's what a subreddit will always be. There's no really getting around it. The Halo subreddit in particular, I think, has mostly replaced a lot of forums for people who have probably been displaced in some fashion. As Reddit gets, you know, retains its popularity and dominance over most like platform discussion, Reddit has kind of been like the generic place where people go to talk or be about this. Yeah, and to me, I do think that I agree with you in saying that the feedback presented on Reddit is not the be all. And I at most times I would agree that it is very stupid. Like, and I think because like I'm gonna name drop since John used to be a moderator, I think he understands that, and I think he's presented that to the community. Sketch and Brian is a smart guy; he knows that too.
Right. You have your own little kind of corner of fans with their own quirks, so you have to just kind of help level set the conversation. Sometimes I'll put it that way.
Yeah, and not to mention like upvoting and downvoting tends to be very, very skewed. And if you understand how like Reddit works in terms of not only the like the algorithms behind the voting, but like also how people vote in general. Like, I'll give you an example here. When we talk about memes, like in particular, memes are very easily digestible. Anyone with a data connection can be on the train and vote a meme up. That doesn't necessarily mean the content is good or has effort put into it, right? So those tend to get upvoted the most out of any form of content is an image macro or some sort of like meme that you can read on a train or like, you know, when you're in traffic.
Yeah, some like you said, easily digestible, quick to like digest and really train it out.
So, like, already right there, you can kind of see that voting doesn't really matter. There was times where we actually tried to remove the
your vote doesn't count. Vote. No, I'm just kidding. No,
it's true to an extent because, like, some people might not know this, but, like, if you link a post directly from the subreddit and you get other people to vote it, and if they click that link and vote through that link, your vote may or may not be tallied, depending on what the algorithms... Actually, it may not entirely. I'll have to go back and look because of...
Really?
It's an anti-brigading measure, right? So if you direct link something, it's not something we do. It's like a Reddit thing.
Interesting.
But like, yeah, there's tons of little f***ery that goes on behind the scenes like that a lot of people are unaware of. Reddit can be gamed really, really easily too.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's... I don't know where the original question was, but I do agree with you. In that, like, I think Reddit doesn't speak for the community, and I don't think like the people who collect feedback believe that either. I think they know, because like Twitter is the same way, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume pretty much any social platform is going to have its own skews and different parts about it that will make it lean to one viewpoint or another, and even within. Like kind of how you were saying how Reddit has kind of replaced forums in a way. I feel like Discord's done that as well. So even within like each Discord server or forums or whatever, everyone's going to have their own viewpoint and kind of this microcosm of consolidated views. So being able to kind of comb through all that is, I don't envy 343 for that job of trying to figure out, okay, what does the community really want versus, okay, here's the vocal minority, but here's what we know is going to work well in the game industry. So the whole balancing act is just is a whole mind game that I don't envy them for whatsoever.
Yeah, and they have data too. Like, they also have data to, like, just like, hey, if someone's experiencing, like, oh god, there was a big thing with this is back when the Achilles stuff was happening. Do you recall when, like it was very, very, a lot of people were very upset that they felt like they were getting stat padded against every single game because people would be going for Achilles-based challenges for Spartan companies, and they felt like people were just, like, doing things like standing on mongooses and throwing infinite grenades into the spawn and causing people to just get spawn killed constantly. That was a big complaint.
Hmm.
And it felt like it was on Reddit, and it felt like every single day there was a thread about this. And on face value, you'd be like, wow, a lot of people are experiencing this. They're commenting, they're upvoting. Crazy. Like, this must be a plague on matchmaking. Turns out it absolutely was not. And it was just like a series of vocal posters, and generally the majority of matches were not experiencing similar levels of just like foul play, I guess. I don't really know what to call it. Cheesing, I guess. Yeah. Like you wouldn't, but like the data showed something that the feedback necessarily wasn't presenting, and that's just because Reddit as an aggregate tends to bump up more outrage posts and more people getting angry and more, like, just the idea of more people being mad at any particular topic.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So, like, I frequent the Reddit somewhat. Like, I'll pop in there maybe once a week, once every other week, just to kind of see what the hot posts are or what's been up there, and I'll go and upvote and downvote some stuff sometimes. So
yeah,
when I do decide to make a post, I don't just immediately get downvoted or filtered out. But like, I like to kind of see what people are interested in and what's going on. But for those that might not be as familiar with how Reddit works or what the subreddit is, how it kind of works as far as posting and upvoting and whatnot, can you give kind of an elevator pitch to those that take it from the standpoint of no idea what Reddit is, no idea what the Halo subreddit is, how would someone kind of go and consume content and then also kind of interact with your community?
Yeah. So it's a platform where you're using either someone else's content or your content to promote discussion on something. And it's an aggregate of information that you'll see on the front page. And generally, there is a voting system where you can, if you like something, you vote something up. If it's crap, you vote it down. And that's pretty much it. And you comment and you discuss what you're looking at. And that's pretty much it. That's Reddit in a nutshell.
So it's kind of almost water cooler, but just on a massive scale. Kind of those water cooler conversations.
The water cooler, but people can look down at you and not feel awkward about it. That's kind of what it is. Yeah, the water cooler with more toxicity, I would probably say, is a good way to put it. Because, man, like, I don't know if it's just the Halo community sometimes, but a lot of people like to argue. So actually, that's kind of just the internet in general. A lot of people just like to argue. but the Halo subreddit has its moments for sure.
I feel like every community at some point has that kind of, like, that kind of, you have your bad apples and you have your good apples, and it's sometimes true, trying to make sure that the bad apples don't outweigh the good apples. And like, there's every once in a while you'll see like people calling out people that, oh, you just hate on Halo all the time, or you're just the 3-for-3 apologist or something like that. And it's like, you know,
it's always one, like, or the other,
eh? Right. Yeah. It's like, we do our best to try to make sure that everyone at least treats everyone with respect. And like, you might not agree with someone's opinion, but at least respect that they have their own opinion, that they're entitled to their own opinion,
mm-hmm,
type of thing.
You'll always catch me being an apologist. I know too many people there who would be like, I don't want to shit on any of the stuff that they do. I don't want to be rude to them, and it's, you know, like, I mean, I'll criticize, like, if there's like a system that I think is kind of a kind of iffy, or you'll never see me being toxic about it.
Right.
And I feel like more people should be aware, like be at the perspective where real people work on these things.
Right. Right.
When they but, go I mean, home, at the same they have time, lives.
Like I would like most of the time when I see people saying you're an apologist, it's like you won't take any criticism and you'll always take any criticism of 343 or the game or whatever as, oh, that doesn't matter, that doesn't make any sense, whatever.
Oh, but, yeah, I can see.
Yeah, that's what I think a lot of people in the community really assume that 343 apologist means, like, no, you won't take any criticism, you won't take any dislike or hatred towards the game or the franchise, and it's like, no, that's not what the point is. The point is, like, we want the best for the studio, we want to support them the best way we can. If there's something that we don't agree with, yeah, we're gonna call it out, we're gonna say, hey, this doesn't really feel right or doesn't sound right. Is there a reason why you're doing this? And like, try to understand where they're coming from, because you're right. They are people making the game. They're not perfect, and they're trying to make the game that, one, they want to make, and it just so happens to be that they want to make a game that they want the community to love too. So, I mean, they're not entitled to it, but they still want to do it anyways.
Yeah, I can't imagine any of the developers I know that would want to make a bad game. This is not something I think that any of them set out to do, and I'm 90% sure that most of them do play their own game and they do enjoy what they make.
Right.
I can't imagine they want to see people unhappy. Like, I think that would be very right. Weird. I don't think any dev does that.
Well, I mean, I could see a dev maybe saying, like, no, I want to make the game that I want to make, and then if people want to play it, then they can play it. But
oh, it's like a Bungie thing. It's like that's a, like 2008 Bungie right there.
I mean, I was a little hinting at that, but I wasn't.
Yeah, which is, I don't know. I
wasn't exactly trying to call it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bungie's moved away from that idea ever since the initial launch of Destiny, right? Like the first Destiny. I think they kind of realized that leaving the community out of the dark and having the attitude of being like, we know more than you and we want to make the game that we want to play, it doesn't work in 20... When did it come out? Like 2012, 2010? I can't remember when Destiny 1 came out. It doesn't work now. Not when platforms like Reddit exist and Twitter is becoming more and more popular and people are able to be vocal about their opinions on how they feel about their video game. Like, I don't know if that works anymore. They kind of have to lend out the olive branch, so to speak, to the community and treat
them
a little bit better. But yeah, that kind of Bungie era thinking is definitely something that did get them in a lot of hot water with Destiny.
Sure.
Yeah,
it's definitely something that it's like they are entitled to it if that's the way they want to go. I mean,
yeah.
They are their own game company. They can do whatever they want to do, and if it sells, it sells. Great.
True.
Yeah. But yeah. Like, just kind of one of those things that we should at least, as Halo fans, I would definitely behoove anyone to at least appreciate the fact that Halo is still being made, that people still care about making Halo, and even if you don't agree with the direction 343 is taking, and even if you don't agree with most of it, like at least still understand that there's people on the other end of the conversation that care about feedback and care about what people say.
Completely. Yeah. That's a problem I think we just have in general with internet communities, is that people tend to not see the effort, or people tend to not to see use direct line of reasoning to understand why these decisions are made, right? Like, chances are a decision is made just because either they're responding to an enormous amount of feedback or there's data to support the feedback. Like, it's not just like community manager goes to dev and then dev is like, okay, like,
right.
I saw someone mad at Sprint. Well, let me tell you, you know what I mean? Like, it's an old
conversation.
I know, it's very stupid. I think that we're still having the conversation about Sprint and Halo is a testament to a lot of aspects of the Halo community that are undesirable. I think that. Yeah,
there's a lot of things that I think just I wish the community would grow up sometimes and just like
I agree. I think that also, like, Halo is just like Halo has one of those communities now where they like to hold on to very, very small things. And I don't think we could be at that point yet where we're complaining about just very, very tiny things about a franchise that's kind of been admittedly, no, I don't want to say financially on the decline, but like definitely in popularity for sure.
Right. Like the household name of Halo is still there, but the amount of people playing it, like in perspective of all the other games out there, like when, like you have to put it in perspective, when Halo 3 came out, it was a flagship title amongst maybe not a huge library of games or other heavy hitters at the time. Like you were saying earlier, Maddie, the big one at the time that Halo had to really compete with was Modern Warfare. But now there's just so many games across so many platforms and so many publishers out there. It's the market is so saturated compared to how it was back in 2007, 2008. So it's not something you can directly compare.
Yeah, nothing's comparable.
And some of the decisions that 343 is going to have to make for future games and every game studio really is, what's the trend? What's working in the game industry for that particular genre?
Do you think there should be Battle Royale?
I think Halo, it has a strong both gameplay and narrative background to support a Battle Royale mode of some kind. Now, I'm not one of those people that says it has to be an infinite, but it'd be cool, be kind of one of those cool things where if they added it on, I think I think the Halo storyline is perfect for it. You have drop pods. I mean, that's your drop-in sequence right there. And the whole way of like collapsing the play space, there could be multiple ways of doing that. I saw a Twitter conversation where it's like, okay, it's Battle Royale and Halo, but since if it's on Zeta Halo, you have pieces of the Halo falling off.
Yeah.
And that's the way you close the ring. It's like, that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Thematically, the pieces are there.
Like, yeah, thematically it works. I don't see a reason why it cannot exist. And everyone who hates the idea of Battle Royale is like, why?
I think a lot of the other side of the conversation is it would be like, oh, what's more of a priority in terms of development time? Like, what's the main thing that we're going to have to lose in order to gain something? Which I don't think is necessarily a good way to think about it. Like, I think that's kind of like a weird perspective to have. Because like it insinuates that like, yeah, there is a cost leverage that you have to make, but at the same time, that leverage would have been made fairly early on, and I think the fact that we haven't heard anything about there being a BR, even rumors, even speculation, I mean we've heard speculation, but like the fact that there's been no rumors about it leads me to believe that there isn't going to be a Battle Royale in Halo Infinite. I was about to say Halo 5.
Yeah, definitely not at launch. I could see it being a content add-on maybe sometime down the road.
Yeah.
If they wanted to do it that way. Because if you think about it, at the end of the day, Battle Royale for Halo is breakout just with a map that's kind of closing in on itself and then just randomized weapon spawns, which you kind of have that with the weapon pads in Halo 5 already. So you just kind of expand that. And then, like, you can have the shield upgrades as armor upgrades, or if you do it ODST style, you can have, like, helmet upgrades or armor upgrades. Like, there's multiple ways to skin the Halo Battle Royale cat, and it's just a matter of... And I get the consensus of people wanting 343 to focus on the core Halo experience. I get that. Like, I'm all in favor of that. But after the game comes out... You can add something like Battle Royale. You can add other game modes into the game. I mean, Oddball wasn't in Halo 5 at the start, which was kind of a boneheaded decision. Yeah. But, I mean, they added it afterwards. So it's easy to add game modes after the fact to the game engine. And I can only imagine with what they've tried to do with the Slipspace engine as kind of what we've heard from... some 343ers talk about is like really retooling the engine to be more flexible to do what the devs want the game engine to do. So, I mean, there's a lot of underlying infrastructure to support a Halo Battle Royale to me, both technically from the game engine and thematically from the Halo lore that's already been built.
Yeah, for sure. I I don't think there's anything I disagree with there. I do think that my only concern would be that we need to talk about like how a battle royale would work in a like population wise. I think like if the battle royale was killer and it was awesome, it would probably take away from the core experience, similar to how Warzone has, where it's like
it could.
That would be my only concern, but I think like if it were to be a hit, I don't think population would be ever like, I think there's people that play the BR experience, and then there's people that would play the core arena experience.
I would. This is the argument that I've
lost in the wasteland. I think in that case, though,
well,
maybe
BTB is a different animal to me than battle royale, and
for sure,
like I've seen these conversations, I've had conversations with other Halo community members. In this light, think of it as you have people that have grown up with Halo and played Halo all their life, and then you have the younger audience that are into the battle royale and they love it. So Warzone, Apex Legends, Fortnite, all that stuff. And you say, okay, here's Halo, here's battle royale, here's the mix of it. And I've heard people say like that maybe battle royale for Halo is the gateway to get even more people into the franchise.
I could see that. I could see maybe like they like have certain cosmetics only unlockable through arena play, and you know, like maybe some things are unlocked with battle royale, and you know, there's like something that like continues to cross pollinate both sides. I could see that being a thing. Like it's definitely something that is more of a fluid like way to deal with everything in terms of game modes and game and maps and whatnot. For sure. Yeah. It's hard to say right now because we've seen so little. Like, it's like,
yeah.
God, we don't even know what game modes are returning, let alone, like, if a battle royale is coming out.
Yeah.
Which it is. I hope there's a multiplayer reveal soon, but.
I hope so too.
We'll see.
I don't know if it's going to be something they hold on to until what would be the E3 show. I don't know if they're doing, like, the Xbox showcase like they did last year in place of E3 or if there'll be something more formal, but I have a feeling we probably won't hear about multiplayer in detail until about that time frame, unfortunately.
Yeah, which is so weird because it's like we like,
well, I mean, Halo,
like what I'm talking about, like the God, what are they called? Flights. Sorry, it was escaping me there for a minute.
Yeah,
flights have to be happening soon. Like there has to, like when's it coming? Halo's coming out in. People rumored to be November, according to the actors that have, you know, spilled the beans a bit.
Right.
There's got to be. It's what month is it? I've completely lost track.
It's March. It's, the end of March.
End of March, and it's like there's got to be a flight soon. Like,
well, I mean, if you think about it, E3 would normally be beginning of June, mid June. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 3 months away, and that would place it about 5 months before release of the game.
Yeah, which just dropped the flight
at E3. Yeah, which has been pretty typical of Halo games, the exception being Halo 5, because that initial alpha or beta was 11 months in advance. That was nuts.
We do know that it's playable. We know that the multiplayer is playable, and they are playing it.
I mean, I'm assuming the multiplayer would have been playable a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I've heard rumors, like, literally, like we're talking like 4 to 6 months ago of people playing takeaway builds. Like it's been a while since they've been playing multiplayer, but sure. It's I need that flight, man. I need it.
Everyone wants it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they do like a BTB and an arena flight. Like they do like BTB core playlists and then they have an arena flight and then they swap days. You know what I mean? Like, you know how they kind of, you're familiar with that. There's no way you haven't. I had friends and family invites.
Like, for different reasons.
Yeah.
Not for Halo.
You never had one for Halo?
Uh-uh.
So you like where you get to play early or whatever?
Oh, well, I've gotten that kind of like I've gotten that as press, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. You know how they give you like a pamphlet and they'll be like, this is the time of day when you play. And this is the time of day when you don't play. Like,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the normal flight stuff as we have with MCC too, where it's like,
oh, exactly.
here are the kind of the targeted play sessions. Even though you can play outside that if you want, but
yeah, it'd be cool if they did that for Infinite. Yeah.
Yeah. When Halo 5 came out, we had or I was given the code to download early, and they're like the play sessions that we could play in, like before we could release any media for the game. So there were some of those things, but
yeah, and like what campaign missions you could do and show, right, and what ones,
right,
you can, yeah, I remember that.
Yep,
those were good days. Like when pre-release Halo 5 was a ton of fun because you got to play Warzone against your friends with your friends, and it was
that
just,
was a lot of fun. I'm not gonna lie.
It was every match against the same people, and it was just like see how fast you can core the other team, and
yep,
it was great. Arena, uh-huh, on the other hand, not a fun time because it was straight pros, like 100% of the games, and since there were so few people, you just get matched up, you get paired with on Onyx every time. Like you just, that's even after your placements or anything like that, you could get no kills, just you were Onyx automatically in that because there's so few people.
Right. Yeah, that was crazy. I would imagine they would probably do something like that with Infinite. I don't see, like, that's kind of a staple with the gaming industry now, where you have a lot of influencers and media and press have those early copies that they can review and then be able to do their own like media write up or whatever. So I assume that's going to happen for Infinite.
Yeah, for sure. Like it'll be bigger too. Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine for the flighting, they're probably going to try to get as many people in there as well. I mean, the numbers that we've seen for MCC, I would expect any kind of flighting for Infinite, or at least I would hope that would be blown out of the water. Now, I'm assuming for sure anyone that's probably applied for the Insider for MCC might be about the same number that will be applying for Insider for Infinite.
Yeah.
So that number might not be too different, but as a lot more of the marketing comes out and a lot more attention gets drawn back into Halo for the promotion cycle, I would hope to see an uptick in that, but we'll have to see.
Yeah. And with the influencer thing too, it's just like, it's gonna skyrocket. Like, could you imagine? Mm-hmm. Like, Halo 5 didn't. I mean, it kind of did, but like, it was very early on. But with Twitch, like, I'm just thinking back, like, when Halo 5 had its grace period, like when it had its like first couple months out, I remember influencer marketing wasn't like a huge deal when Halo 5 came out. It wasn't as big as it is now, where it's like you can have Shroud playing a game, like a sponsored game, and that would cause like hundreds of people, thousands of people to purchase your game. Kind of like, right, Escape from Tarkov. Did you hear about that? I don't want to misquote it or anything like that, but I'm fairly certain like as soon as people started picking up Tarkov, like the viewership skyrocketed for the game and it sold like millions. Like,
I mean, same thing happened for Among Us.
Yeah.
And I'm playing Among Us every week now because of it.
Yeah. And it's insane. So yeah. I can see that happening with Halo Infinite. And it'll be huge. It'll be huge. Even if it's for only a couple months, like at the worst, like I'm totally okay with that. And if it stays, even better.
They just need to get Ninja on it.
I wonder if he'd ever come back. I wonder if there was like, if there was ever a viewer incentive, I think that's the only way we'd get him back. If Halo somehow supersedes.
I think he would play it to enjoy it, but I don't see him playing it as like a full-time thing on
sport,
his stream.
Yeah. It'd probably be like a block similar to how, like, I don't follow him, but I know that he does stream League of Legends and he also streams Valorant. So I can imagine if it's like successful, like it having a spot there, you know?
Yeah. But yeah. Halo has an uphill battle to climb, and unfortunately the way I see it, a lot of the community where it's at is kind of what you were alluding to earlier, holding on to a lot of that older mentality of what they envision Halo being and what it should be. And that is just going to kill any kind of momentum that it could gain from going mainstream.
The thing is, though, man, like I think if it's big, I think if it hits with the casual fans, and the streamer kids, I like to call, like the streamers, like if it's a hit there, it's good. Like it won't matter what anyone,
right,
like any negativity that someone spreads on Twitter right now, like none of that will matter because they'll be pushed by the wayside. Whereas like people like Vito, Ubernick, and like like any number of Halo streamers that are continually streaming Halo, they're gonna make it big. Like it's
right.
There's no.
It's but it's also having to like cater to that audience, which I don't see it as your typical Halo fan necessarily. So that's, I think that's where a lot of that, there's some of those trade-offs that as longtime Halo fans, we're going to have to make concessions for, like the coding system, like the,
yeah,
the different unlocks, like, and that's just the model. That's what, that's what has been proven to be successful within the first person genre, the first person shooter genre in today's industry. Like that's just plain and simple. That you look at the numbers, that's what's successful. And
I don't
343 is not just going to ignore that.
Oh yeah.
And either,
I don't think as fans, like, we can afford not to have that, you know?
No,
like,
I think it's stupid to,
I think we have assume to otherwise. Have those concessions. Yeah. There's no other way. There are many things I have conceded on where I just, as a Halo fan, it's like, I don't really, there's things that we have to give up in order for the game to be good.
Yep.
Black undersuits is not one of them. And if there's no black undersuits in Halo, then I'm going to lose my... No, I'm just kidding.
No black undersuits or we riot. Or black undersuits or we riot.
Or crotch blades. We need the Master Chief crotch blades. Otherwise...
Gotta protect the goods,
they're
man.
They're not Spartans. If they don't have crotch blades. No. Yeah, it's like there's so many things. It actually kind of loops back to what we were talking about before with like Halo fans being completely stuck on like one aspect of the game, and that's like a game changer, a game ruiner for them.
Right.
It's like, it just, dude, you just gotta let this game release at this point. we just gotta keep at it, and we just gotta show support as much as we can, be vocal about things we dislike, but at the same time, it's like we gotta keep our heads on straight.
Yeah, if we want Halo to be successful, then we gotta let it be successful, whether it's what we want or not.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wasn't even a big fan of, like, when Halo 4 came out. I played it a lot, but, like, not after 6 months. Like, I'd jump on for a couple challenges here and there, but for Halo 4, it was great. I loved it. I loved the campaign. The multiplayer is great for 6 months, and then after you get specializations, it's like you could tell the drop off, you know?
Yeah. And it was easy to get through that 130. Like, you could do it quick. Yeah. So you get halfway there with just the codes.
Oh yeah. So that's one thing that always confused me about, like, Halo 4's specializations unlock. Like, I never really understood, because I had the legendary edition.
It's kind of,
it was just the 10, I'm fairly certain the legendary edition was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I just had them outright. Like, what was the path for people who didn't have the legendary or limited edition? Like, I don't even remember. Like, do they just not get it until a certain date?
I don't remember what the unlock path was.
Yeah, I think it was. I think you just, like, you didn't get it until a certain point. But if you did, you had it outright. Like, if you had the limited edition, you just get it.
Maybe, yeah, I honestly don't remember.
It was so long ago.
I really don't.
I know. Oh, it was unreal. But,
yeah. Yeah, crazy.
What about Reddit Halo questions? You have Reddit Halo question?
I was just about to kind of come back to that. We talked a lot about Infinite, which is good. I mean, it's kind of the hot thing for us lately.
Yeah.
So what's the kind of... content, like, I know from what I've seen over there, there's lots of, like, little clips or cool stories that we get to see along with some of the news things that get posted over there. What's the typical content that you see over on the Halo subreddit?
It's hard because it fluctuates a lot of the time. Depending on if it's, like, a good news day or a bad news day, it'll, like, range on, like, if it's clips or some sort of, like, I don't know, if it's Saturday, it's going to be always filled with memes, no matter what, because that's the day we allow memes.
Mm.
But any other day, you're probably going to be finding, like, just, like, a lot of the same old talking points, I feel, that perpetuate throughout any sort of Discord, too, as well. Like, you'll kind of see the same thing. Like, it fluctuates, for sure. Like, if it's slow, you're generally just going to see a lot of media content, a lot of, like, clips, a lot of GIFs, a lot of, like, meme-y type subjects. If it's a hot media time, it's going to be discussions. Like, you're going to be see a lot of people talking about, like, for example, this audio clip, that weekly update that was just released.
Yeah,
a lot of discussion about, like, what that creature was in the preview. What was the this is definitely a banished mortar, this is definitely this, this is definitely, you know, like a lot of that kind of theorizing, you know, the classic forum meat that you'd get if you were looking at a forum thread in 2007,
right?
Like, you'd get a lot of that. But yeah, it ultimately depends. It the thing about Reddit being an aggregate is that it's just that, it's an aggregate. So it's going to be highly dependent on what subject, how popular the subject is that you're discussing, right? So it's ups and downs for sure.
Okay, interesting. It's one of those things that I, whenever I see discussions online about the Halo subreddits, it can be either like very favorable, people really liking it, or people don't like it. So
yeah,
like the in between is like, does it exist? I'm not sure. I mean, I feel like I'm kind of like, there's things I like on there and there's things I don't care about too much, but
yeah, there's generally a lot of hyperbole. Yeah,
pretty much.
But like, that's not without like reason. Like, there are things that Reddit is bad at, and there are things that like Reddit accentuates that shouldn't be accentuated, right? That's just generally the nature of like voting, like democracy oriented topics, right? That's generally how it's gonna work regardless. When people say, like, I see this a lot on Twitter, it's like, oh, you went to Reddit, or Reddit is always angry at this, and it's like, but you have to understand that it's not like, that's the community. That's where the community chooses to emphasize their voice the most, right? That's because it's, one, it's easy. You could make an account without an email.
Sure.
And two, it's just like, that's where everybody goes. Like, before Reddit, there was Dig, and that's where everybody went. Like, I don't think you could see, like, when we're talking, like, oh god, like 2005 internet, like 2006 era
yeah,
internet. Remember when, like, every link would have like a series of buttons underneath it, or not link, sorry, but like every, like, to share, right, to share, yep, a story, you'd always see like share to MySpace, Facebook,
Dig It,
Dig It was like a big thing,
Pinterest.
Exactly. And now Reddit's kind of demolished Dig into the ground. Dig doesn't, it probably still exists, but it's not popular.
And I never got into Dig, so I don't know too much about it.
I went straight in 2010, 2011 is when I started doing Halo subreddit stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when I kind of got on that train. I started actually making graphics for it, and then eventually made my way onto the mod team because it was already a pretty, like, talking like less than 10 people on the subreddit, Halo subreddit, a day.
Oh, wow.
Back then. Yeah, it was pretty
So when did the Halo subreddit, do you know when it's actually started, or when it got founded, or who founded it? I guess, like,
we know the name of the person. It is a whole.
That's
story
not saying a lot.
we know them because like they used to be active, but then they became inactive, and it did start around the time when Halo Reach came out, because that's when Reddit started becoming a platform of its own. The person in particular that created it, like I said, was like very active at the start. I knew them. We'd talk in, what was the chat? We used Skype, so we would talk in Skype a lot. They went off the radar and kind of left it hanging for me and a few of the other mods that were on there. But yeah, I think I'm pretty certain it started in like around the time that Halo Reach came out is when that subreddit first started.
Interesting.
I could be wrong.
Okay,
because that's when I jumped on, and I know that it had like default look across the board.
Hmm. Yeah, because as far as I know, you're probably one of the oldest moderators of the subreddit. I think just from my tenure kind of visiting the subreddit, your name and Uni's name are the two I kind of recognize the most, being there for the longest, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was yeah, I think I was on the current list right now. I'm the longest. However, if you look at the date joined or whatever, or date assigned, it's going to be wrong because another thing about having inactive. So the way that I'll have to explain this to get to my next point, but like the way that mods work is like the person who was at the, who has the most tenure, has the most power. So essentially you can't, the person below them on the list cannot supersede them unless they go to the administrators, which is sucks. Any Reddit mod will tell you going to the administrators is always like the worst because they don't.
So, what, like the Reddit administrators?
Yeah, they don't do anything for you. They're the worst.
Oh.
So what would happen is like this person had their account compromised multiple times, and what that would, what they would do is they would remove all the users, all the other mods, make themselves like the head mod, and then just like, I don't know, post spam or whatever the heck they would do, right? That happened twice to that person's account. So the actual join dates are inaccurate for the subreddit. And that's why there's a discrepancy. So it would be my 11th year, or maybe 10th year as a subreddit mod, I think, would it be this year.
Wow.
So it's been a pretty long time. And yeah, I'm the oldest one currently on the list with, I think, I have to check the list because I don't recall if I have. There's a guy we have who is in an area that has spotty internet. He's a huge Halo fan, but and he participated quite a bit. The problem is he's in an area where there's little to no internet. So and that's where he just lives now. So
dang.
So oh yeah, he's still on there. Should discuss him. But like yeah, it's I think I'm the oldest one. Me and him are the oldest ones. But
nice. Yeah. That's a long time.
It's a long time, and I've been there's a lot of stuff that has happened on the subreddit, and a lot of wild stuff. There's a time where I tempted like just leaving because it's like when MCC first launched, there was nothing like
probably a lot of toxicity.
the worst state you could ever be in. Like you don't have a Halo game that's like being
oh no.
You know what I mean? Like there was like a period of time where it's just, like there was no Halo news, like just nothing to talk about. Like the game was just in a bad state. There's nothing you could really do about it.
Yeah, that. Ooh.
And I was just like, that probably sucked. Why am I here? Like, this doesn't. There's like less than 10 people online right now. Like that's where it got to. And
well, look where we are today, at least.
Yeah, it's going pretty good. We just hit 650,000.
Nice
subs on there. And
it wasn't too long ago that you passed your 500,000 mark, right? Like late last year, something like that.
Yeah, we hit both of those milestones actually fairly close together, which is quite interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. And we average at like 2,000 people online, which like looking back, I can't even believe it, man. Like I can't believe that we have this many people viewing the subreddit. Because like during the Reach days, it was like unheard of. Like, we were so surprised when BS Angel reached out to us for the first time during Halo Reach to give us Xbox avatar codes. And we were so excited. We're like, oh my god, the devs actually recognize the stuff we do. This is so crazy.
That's really now, cool.
Now it's
That's
like,
awesome.
Unishek came from the subreddit.
Well, yeah.
I can't really say that because like he did a lot more than just subreddit stuff. Like he was a content creator and he understood the ins and outs of that world. So
sure.
Yeah, I don't want to just say like the Reddit stuff was because of it, but yeah, he was on the team after being a fan, like just he would consistently post on the subreddit, and eventually we were looking for mods, and I think I can't remember if he applied or not, but yeah, we pulled him on, and he was pretty good. He's pretty good. Like the biggest thing with John was he was very level-headed when talking about content creators and how we should treat the content creators on the subreddit, because at the time I was like very, very jaded towards content creators because a lot of them would just come and post on the subreddit and then leave. Bravo was one of them. And then eventually we did talk to Bravo about it, and he like I think we understood that I think fostering content creators instead of putting the hammer down on them during that time was much better for the health of the community. And that's a lesson that I learn and I still kind of I keep close when I'm speaking to content creators, like, who have been banned or been had their content removed. I'm generally pretty light-handed. I think most of us are, unless it's like very blatant. Unless you're just coming in, dropping a link, and then leaving. Generally, right. I mean, nobody wants that. Nobody if you had like a site hosted, or like if you had a Discord channel, and all I did was just post a link to my channel, you'd probably be like, dude,
yeah,
come on. I think that's how we try to treat it, right? Like if you're engaging with us, you're totally fine. And what's wild is like most of the content creators that we've like had issues with in the past, and we've kind of reconciled and talked to, like through DMs or Discord or something like that, generally they're like, yeah, no, you're totally right. I was an absolute shit. Like, I don't want to say names, but like there's been at least two or three big content creators that we've been like, is there anything we could do to help you guys not feel like we're just like removing your content? Because like when you make content, it benefits everybody. That's what an aggregate is for, and that's the whole purpose behind it.
Sure. Right?
Like that's like it, and with Halo, it's like it's really important because we're not as big as we used to be. So it's very important.
It's hard.
We keep close to those creators, right? So we approach them and we're like, what can we do better? And most of them just admitted that what they were doing was stupid. So we didn't really get valuable feedback. We're just like, okay, we'll just stay the course. We'll just do whatever we do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But
it happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's some of the coolest content that you've personally seen on the Halo subreddit during your tenure?
Oh, I think the thing that literally brings like an actual tear to my eye is like the Barvo helmet. That whole saga was just incredible. Like I could not believe it. The fact that
that's awesome.
Somebody made the helmet, they made the Photoshop, and then they refined the Photoshop so that it looked like an actual piece of concept art. And then someone made a 3D model of it. And then someone made it in real life. Like, it is, I was just like, this is crazy.
That's incredible. I can't believe it. Yeah. I was there when he was handed the helmet.
Yeah. That must have been so awesome.
That was really cool. His face lit up. It was incredible.
Yeah. Bravo was great. Bravo was he was a good sport for everything.
Oh, yeah. He's a chill
all
dude.
Things considered, the Barvo meme being one of those things that kind of stemmed from the community.
he was
a great sport about it. Same with another thing that I really enjoy was the pizza, but I don't know where that started. I can't remember if that started from the subreddit. I think it did, but then it kind of just spread everywhere, you know, like it people like as soon as the people caught on that people were sending pizzas, like Twitter got into it, and just like sooner or later they just got a mass of pizzas, right?
Well, yeah, I remember there was a comment, I think Sketch made a comment or reply to either a tweet, it may have been a tweet that he replied to about something pizza related. Yeah. And then that's when like once the announcement was made, that's when the floodgates opened about pizza, and it's like, oh, okay. That was another crazy moment too.
Oh yeah. And then recently there was a guy who was like, if 343 doesn't patch, do you remember the Halo 2 glitch where I can't remember what you did, but if there was a certain, like you could like shoot and sometimes it'll kill an enemy across the map. It was like when Halo 2 Classic first came.
Oh yes, yes.
When somebody made a post and was like, if 343 doesn't fixes this bug tomorrow, I'll eat a bunch of eggs, or I'll eat a bunch of raw eggs. So 343 patches MCC, and this guy's got a video of him with a jar of raw eggs that he's got to eat, and he recorded it and posted it to the subreddit.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was absolutely incredible. Yeah, there's been some really great stuff to come out of this particular side of the community. A lot of people like to bring up the bad, and a lot of people like to bring up like, oh, Reddit's angry at this, or like big Reddit moment here type of thing,
which is not helping anything really in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, but like there's a lot of good, and hopefully in the future with Infinite, I wish to emphasize that a lot more with like maybe game nights and giveaways and maybe tournaments or something like that in the future. Yeah.
Nice. So I know we're kind of going long on time here, but I'll wrap up the interview with this. What kind of some of the big things that you're planning with the Halo subreddit for Infinite, or as Infinite comes out and as Infinite launches? What were some of your plans for the subreddit, or if there's not really any, what's kind of the general consensus of the community on the subreddit for Infinite?
So I think I would like to do giveaways and some, eventually I'd love to run tournaments. I did one for Halo Reach back when we were much smaller, and I think that experience really rubbed off on me in a good way. Had a lot of fun. So that's definitely something that I'd like to do, like just have prizes. Like 343 has provided prizes in the past for events, for tournaments and stuff like that. We've also given away Flare for the subreddit as well, tournament winners. That's something I would like to try to get back to. Another big thing that we're doing is we're probably going to be looking for new moderators to come on and help with the general flow of things for the Infinite launch. So that's a big thing. Not really any big plans though. It's more about supporting people and their plans. It's more about being a platform for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. I think that's a lot. There's a lot of expectation going into it, so the tournament stuff will be interesting.
Yeah, that's something that I've always wanted to do again, especially at a larger scale. I think it would be fun. There's a lot more tools to do that well, you know, than before back in 2012, where I had to use spreadsheets to keep track of everything.
Yeah, we're thinking the. At some point, we want to do some tournaments too, and like I know there's like Challenge and a couple other like tournament organizer type websites that are really helpful these days. But it's definitely going to be something that as Infinite draws closer, or like even after Infinite, I'll put it this way: it'll be interesting to see what kind of community tools are available to support tournaments. Like I would assume they're probably planning for some official tournament tools or some kind of integrations with Halo Infinite for the HCS stuff and other grassroots partners. But for kind of the smaller tournament organizers or people that want to kind of do their own thing, I wonder if there's even any thought of providing some kind of tools or capabilities for those kinds of tournaments to happen. So it'll be...
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Yeah, I'm hopeful, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, thank you for coming on and telling us a little bit about Reddit, and we had a lot more discussion, I think, about Infinite, but it's definitely interesting to hear a little bit of the history behind the Halo subreddit and kind of what happens over there. For those that may not know, for however few there may or may not be, where is the Reddit and how can people find out more about it?
Well, the Reddit is just reddit.com/r/Halo, like kind of how you'd find most subreddits. We don't really promote it, so just check out the subreddit if you want to see some cool content that other people post.
Very nice.
Yeah, we're not really big content creators, so it's you can use the platform any way you wish. Nice. As long as it's within the rules.
Read the rules first, kids.
Read the rules first.
You also have a Twitter and Discord as well, right?
Oh yeah, we do. Yeah, the Discord the Discord's at the header, so it's hard to miss. The big link says our Halo Discord server. It's on the subreddit. And we also have the @Reddit Halo Twitter account. We don't post much on it right now, but maybe in the future. Yeah.
Very nice. And then if people want to find you specifically, do you have any handles you want to throw out there?
I just have the one Twitter, and it's @MattyMcD. Where you can see my art and my really bad takes and my my meme tweets. That's about all you can expect from me.
Memes are fun. Memes are fun.
They are. I do like the occasional Halo meme every now.
Yeah, I was on our drive to church this morning, I was telling my wife, if politics were a lot more meme-y, it'd be a lot more entertaining to actually follow politics.
True.
You'd actually be able to follow politics without ripping your hair out every 5 minutes.
Yeah, we just have memes.
Right.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, thanks again for hopping on the podcast. Appreciate the time out of your evening. Yeah, everyone absolutely. Everyone go give Maddie McD a follow. Check out the subreddit. See what's over there. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We stream normally on Thursdays for the podcast, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. We'll be back behind the microphones for this upcoming podcast. We'll talk about the latest Halo Infinite news and all the audio stuff that I still haven't listened to quite yet because I just got back from my anniversary trip last night, so I have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, that's an interesting listen, that one.
Yeah, so we'll be talking about that on the next episode. And, of course, you can find us on Fridays for our Fragment Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time as well, and Sundays between 9 and 10 for our Achieving Halo. And we can, if you want to play with us on either one of those, you can come over to our Discord and hop on in with the parties and come play with us. That'll be it for this episode. Again, thank you, Maddie, for taking time out of your evening. We hope to see you here again at some point in the future.
I would love to. Yeah, I've always been a fan of the podcast.
Thank you.
I've been on it for a really long time. but I have no idea how to approach people for a podcast. But I'm happy to be here, man. Thank you so much.
At some point, we're going to have a Battle Royale roundtable, and that's probably going to be upwards of 20, 30 people. And we're going to have to figure out really how to moderate the conversation. But if that's something you're interested in, we'd be happy to have you.
I'd love that. Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome. All right. Well, for everyone listening, thanks again. Keep on fragging the trucks.